بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to this course of Understand Quran the Easy Way or Start Understanding the Quran Easy Way and also Start Understanding the Salah. We will have this course throughout Ramadan for each 15 minutes for each day. We will inshallah send you the emails also if you are subscribed to our service. First of all, I will say Jazakumullah Khair for those who have arranged to get this course to you in different forms, and also congratulations to you for attending this course because it is a course of Quran. Please note that in this short course, a lot of things will be available. For example, with each email, you will receive the lesson in PDF format and also PPT slide along with useful animations. And then on the website, you will have video file in WMV format and 3GP format for mobiles. Audio files also in MP3 format, which you can download into onto your mobiles. And also colorful poster for the whole short course, and pocket size vocabulary card in beautiful colorful format. This course has been offered in different places to thousands of participants, alhamdulillah. Before I proceed, I should explain my position. I have learned from scholars and I'm trying to convey it to general public. The only difference is I'm trying to use modern techniques as far as language learning is concerned. These modern techniques are from different areas, for example, how our brain works, how memory works, or about lateral thinking or positive thinking, or things such as neuro-linguistic programming techniques or second language learning techniques, especially as used for English. And also I have reviewed different types of teaching styles for Arabic in India, Pakistan, in UK, in US and others, and also different teaching models. You will see different effect of all these, or you will see how these things are incorporated into this short course as we go along. Let's come to the objectives of this course. Number one, to convince the participant that it is easy to learn the Quran. Number two, to have enthusiasm to recite Quran and again with understanding. To learn how to interact with Quran, how to bring Quran into our life using simple formula. To pray our daily prayers in, you know, effectively, and to develop team spirit. Those are the objectives of the short course. What will we study in this short course? Surah Al-Fatiha, last six surahs, and parts of Salah, and some supplications, along with grammar in each session. Roughly, we will have 6 minutes of grammar in each session. How will we study that? In 27 lessons. 15 minutes each day, up to 27th Ramadan for this month. And in each session, we will study a part from Quran or Hadith, and grammar, and some tips about, you know, education or motivational tips. Our strategy will be to learn 100 words approximately which occur in the Quran almost 40,000 times out of a total of 78,000 words approximately. So you will learn these 100 words which comprise almost 50% of Quran's words. It doesn't mean that you will understand 50% of the Quran. What it means is that on every page, you will be, inshallah, on a typical page, you will be familiar with almost 50%, or in fact more than 50% of the words. I will try to now refer to PowerPoint slide numbers, so that if you are watching this, what I would say is keep this video in one corner of the computer and try to watch the PowerPoint slides so that you can, you know, interact with this lecture in a better way. So slide number 11 is where I'm talking about difference between typical language learning and understanding Quran. There are many differences and or features of this course. The first difference is we teach Quran or Quranic Arabic through what you recite every day. Why use any other text when you are reciting these parts for almost 1 hour? You know, take the time for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. The total time is almost 1 hour. And you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 1 hour every day. So why not learn those parts and then learn Arabic with it? It's a common sense approach. And it's valid for every Muslim, man or woman, or old, and young, or even a child. What I mean is even a 10-year-old child who is praying Salah, or 7-year-old child, because he prays these things anyway. This is the first difference. We learn Quran from what we learn Quran through what we recite every day. Number two, we focus on reception only. What I mean by that is language learning has two parts, reception and production. Reception is reading and listening. Production is speaking and writing. We don't focus on speaking and writing. Our intention right now is to understand Quran as we read and as we recite or as we listen. And there is, if you want to teach the other part also, it adds unnecessary burden at this level. So we don't focus on that. Third difference is we focus on vocabulary more than grammar. Doesn't mean we don't know grammar. Of course, alhamdulillah, we know grammar. But the point is, in the beginning, we don't have to emphasize onto grammar that much. And this is natural also. This is natural approach. Our children learn words in the beginning. And then the grammar, they start joining the words after a while. So, we also focus on vocabulary first. And fourth difference is, in grammar also, we emphasize more on sarf or word construction and less on nahf or sentence construction. For example, what I mean by sarf is, if you know the root letters, for example, fa'ala, you can make all the words fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'il, maf'ul, and so on. We emphasize more on that side and less on nahf or sentence construction. Why? Because we are, especially for Muslims, we are familiar with the topic of the Quran or the subject of the Quran, which is Tawheed, Risala, Akhirah, and so on. There are many translations which are there. And we are not actually teaching to translate Quran, rather to repeat the translation of the Quran. For example, if I teach you once that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen means praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, you will perhaps never translate praise be to Allah, worlds of the Lord. Why? Because you know what is being said here. You don't have to be taught that Rabb is mudaf and alami is mudaf ilayh and so on and so forth. You don't need that at this level. It does not mean that we are discouraging or negating the importance of grammar. No. At this level, we don't need that much grammar. You should learn it afterwards. Do you have doubt about yourself or about the course? Then perhaps you may not learn that much. Come with firm belief and faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach you. Because He says, Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Quran. Rahman has taught you the Quran, and inshallah you will learn. We have taught it to many, many people. In fact, alhamdulillah, thousands of people in different places. And alhamdulillah, they have learned. This is an interactive course. Remember the golden rule? I listen, I forget. I see, I remember. And I practice, I learn. So the more you practice, the more you will learn. Don't just sit down or listen. Try to involve yourself with this, especially starting from our next lesson. Today we will study one verse. This is from Surah Sa'd. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. كِتَابٌ, it's a book. anzalna, we have revealed who it ilayka to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mubarakun, full of blessings, full of barakah. We stop here generally, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing there and saying, why have we revealed it? Liyadabbaru ayati, li means so that, liyadabbaru, so that they ponder, ayatihi, its verses, wa, and liyatadhakkara, li, so that yatadhakkara, they receive admonition, who, ulul albab, people of intellect. Before we proceed, please note that whenever in our slides there is a number above the word, for example in this slide, kitabun, we have 261, number 261, which means that this word has occurred 261 times, and there is a star there. That means this word, along with its plural, in all its singular and plural forms, it has occurred 261 times in the Quran. And if it is a verb, this verb has come in so many times in different verb forms, as we will study later. What is tadabbur? What is pondering? I give you a simple example. For example, you read a newspaper. In one go, you understand everything. But can you read a book of science or mathematics the same way you read a newspaper? No, you cannot. You have to stop at every point, and that's pondering, that's thinking over. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have revealed this book so that people ponder. And if you cannot understand a book, how can you ponder? Before we shed further light on pondering, let me tell you four special dimensions of the Quran. Whenever we listen to Quran or whenever we read Quran, remember that the relationship of the Quran with us is direct, personal, planned, and relevant. What do I mean by direct? For example, we just have attended Maghrib prayer and we have listened to Surah Zilzal. It was not Imam who was reciting. Actually, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was talking to me. It is personal. It is not, and I should take it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing me rather than everybody. Don't worry about others. Me. And it was planned. Planned means, if I have listened to Surah Zilzal today in Maghrib, it was planned, or it was written in my fate before even I was born. And it is relevant. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to tell through this surah something of importance to me for this day and this moment. I should say, O Allah, why have you made me listen this surah? So every verse of the Quran is direct, personal, planned, and relevant. After understanding this, on the next slide you will see a logo with four items there. Ask, evaluate, plan, propagate. In the center is understand. So after you understand a verse, to interact with verse, we have suggested these four simple steps. Ask, evaluate, plan, propagate. You see, any verse of the Quran is there for us to act, to do something. So to do something, we'll pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding that action. So first ask, and then evaluate. Just asking or supplicating is not enough. One has to act. And for example, there's a student of 10th class or college going, and he prays these five prayers, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. In every prayer he prays to Allah, he cries to Him and says, Oh Allah, please help me pass these exams. But never goes to school, nor opens any book. Do you think he will pass the exam? Do you think his prayer will be accepted? Do you think he is sincere in his prayers? No. If he is praying for something, he should also do it. Do the necessary requirements. He should fulfill the requirements. Similarly, if we pray for anything, we should do that. And to And therefore we should evaluate as to how our action was, and we should plan for tomorrow and then propagate. Why propagate? Because the Prophet said, "Ballighu anni walau ayah," convey from me even if it is one verse. So we have to propagate also this message. We will see the applications of this logo as we proceed in this course. This is a very simple yet very attractive and powerful tool to bring Quran into our life. This is one of the tools, of course. As far as plan is concerned, we have put a mark there, check mark. Why? Because when it comes to group issues, or when it comes to fiqh rules or new ideas, then please check with scholars before telling it to anyone, or before you apply it to yourself, check with scholars as to if your understanding is correct. So what kind of plan is required for people like us? I would say all the areas which are related to, such as ta'alluq bil, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, worrying about the akhirah, or dhikr, or worship, or morals, or dealings, or da'wah and tabligh, and commanding the good and stopping from evil, and teamwork, and so on. All these areas which all of us have to do. I just gave one example. For example, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me about وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ, I should immediately check my relationship with my parents and make dua, "Oh Allah, help me be good to my parents," and also check how was my relationship with my parents last week or yesterday, and plan to be good if there are deficiencies, and propagate this message to others also, and so on. We will see this in our future lessons. So, it is not enough to just pray, but also work. In our next sessions, inshallah, we will try to be more organized, because this is just an introductory session. In each session, we'll study some text from Quran or Hadith, and then we'll study grammar, and also take some motivational or educational tips. So don't give up. Inshallah, you have started a wonderful course. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us fulfill all the rights of the Quran, that is to believe in it, to recite it, to understand it, to ponder it, to act upon it, and to spread it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.